This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September the 7th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 32, verse 9. It says there, "Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you." End of quote. Sophocles, who was born in 490 BC, said this, "Stubbornness and stupidity are twins." End of quote. We do not know which comes first and which precedes which, but it is true both look like twins. Our today's insight says, "Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you." A farm owner has different types of animals on his farm. Sure, mules and horses that he has no understanding would not respond to the loving call of the owner to come home in the evening. In those times, the owner goes after the mule and places bit and bridle over it and forces it to go to his barns. The background of today's insight is the joy of forgiveness. The psalmist says in verse 1 this, "A person is most happy or blessed when his transgressions are forgiven, when the Lord covers his sins." When we think about it, it is only foolishness that if we try to hide the sin from the Lord, because the Lord is all-powerful, all-present, and all-knowledgeable. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." End of quote. So there is no point in hiding. The smart thing is to acknowledge, confess our sins to the Lord. Bible promises in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. End of quote. You see, we have two choices. Either we can hide our sins and wrongdoings, which David did for a period of time. It only resulted in the sapping of David's energy and vitality, more heaviness and a sad state of mind. Alternatively, we can acknowledge and confess our sins to the Lord, the one who knows about it all anyway, and receive his forgiveness, and thereby we can receive vitality, energy, blessings, happiness, and joy again in our lives. Beloved, it is vital to seek the face of the Lord in prayer. David says in verse 6, "Let us pray while the Lord may be found." Why? Because we do not want God's judgment over our sins by waiting and not seeking the Lord in prayer, do we? He says, at the time of the rising of mighty waters, prayers would not reach to the Lord. There is no use in praying when it becomes too late. Is this not what happened in Noah's days? There was a long time God gave people for repentance. However, people continued in their wicked, rebellious, and sinful ways, and they continued mocking Noah, the righteous preacher of those days, with no regret. The day of the flood came eventually, and all people perished. Some kind of arrogant and foolish people are still today around us, aren't they? Such kind of people are still around us. They mock the gospel, the love and grace of God. They undermine the existence and honor of the living God. Bible gives the solemn warning and admonition to pray and seek God's face while he could be found before it becomes late. Then verse 7 says, if we pray on time, the Lord will protect and deliver us. Not only would we be happy and joyful, but also God grants protection, deliverance in our day-to-day lives. Don't we need God's protection and rescue? Sure, we do every day. Verse 8 promises the Lord will instruct us and teach us the way we should go. He will counsel us with his loving eye on us. Now, not only are we in a blessed and happy condition because we prayed and confessed our sins to the Lord, and not only the Lord protects and delivers us by hiding us from dangers, but listen, as an added merit, he instructs, teaches the way that you should go. He will give his counsel with his loving eye on you. Oh, how important God's counsel and guidance in our lives. Therefore, do not be a mule if you hear the voice of the Lord today. Do not be stubborn and stupid Instead, be submissive and humble yourself to the Lord, who loves you and cares about you and your future. Listen to the voice of our Creator God, who sent His only one Son for our salvation and forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died in our place and paid for our sins with His precious and divine blood. He calls us to come to Him in repentance, and He promises joy, happiness, and blessings in your life. You see, being submissive to the Lord and His Spirit also means submissive to one another in the fear of the Lord. Ephesians 5:21, 1 Peter 5:5. Not being submissive to the Lord would result in dishonoring and not considerate of others. Horse and mule traits we see around us would be the result which results in God's judgment if no real repentance happens. Beloved God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I'm sorry I was stubborn and stupid in the past. I know I need your love, peace, blessings, happiness, and joy. I admit I am a sinner, and I pray and ask you to forgive me. Grant me your fellowship, peace, joy, and blessings. Make me happy and joyful again by your divine touch. I believe Jesus died for my sins, buried and rose again. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord today. Thank you for saving me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.